best-loved Irish legends, written by Ethna Massey and read by Aoife McMahon. Long ago, there lived a boy called Fionn who wanted to know everything. His mother got tired of answering his questions, so she sent him to live with two wise women. They taught Fionn many things. Then, one day, they too got tired of answering his questions. They sent him to live with the wisest man in Ireland, who was called Finnegas. But even he did not know everything. And even he got tired of being asked questions by Fionn.
"How can I know everything?" asked Fionn. "Everything in the whole world."
"I'm not going to tell you that," said Finnegas.
Finnegas had a secret. Fionn did all the jobs around the house for Finnegas. He didn't like the cooking and cleaning, but he loved the hunting and fishing. Finnegas often sent him to fish in a pool in the River Boyne. Fionn liked it there because he could sit in the shade of a huge old hazel tree. He would watch the hazelnuts fall into the water and drift away. Sometimes a silver salmon came up from the depths of the pool and swallowed the nuts. Then, one day, Fionn caught the salmon. When Finnegas saw the fish, he became very excited.
"Cook it at once," he said, "and don't eat a single bit of it. This fish is all for me."
Fionn thought this was a bit unfair. The salmon was huge, and he was the one who had caught it. But Finnegas was his master, so he would do as he was told. He lit a fire and cooked the salmon. Even though it smelt delicious, he did not taste any of it. But as he was taking it off the fire, he burnt his thumb on the salmon's hot, bubbling skin. He stuck his thumb in his mouth and sucked it to stop the pain. Then he took the fish to Finnegas.
"You didn't eat any of the salmon, did you?"
Finnegas asked suspiciously, his voice squeaking with worry.
"I did not," said Fionn.
"You didn't even taste its skin, did you?" said Finnegas.
Fionn started to say, "I did not," again. Then he remembered.